Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, friend, and welcome to the DDP. We're kind of bouncing around, just having fun, talking about different topics in the month of August. I'm not picking up a direct verse-by-verse study somewhere because I'm doing one on the midweek teaching online from the book of James. And I'm doing a thorough examination of Matthew 24 through our weekly video blog. So for the DDPs, I'm just enjoying sharing a little something from here and a little something from there. Let's talk no separation today. One of my favorite things. Romans 8 opens with no condemnation and it closes with no separation. And in between is the working of the Holy Spirit within our lives. With only one mention of the Holy Spirit prior to the 8th chapter, that comes back in Romans 5:5, the Bible seems to explode now in the book of Romans with the activity of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is mentioned 19 times in the 8th chapter of Romans alone. Only when the believer starts to realize that they're under no condemnation because of what Christ has done, can they allow the Holy Spirit to do the perfect work He wants to do in their life. The end result of this work of the Spirit is going to be the knowledge of just how loved and how inseparable that you are from God. You see, I believe that so secure is the believer in the love that Christ has for them that Paul uses as many different terrible circumstances as he can think of to show that there's nothing that trumps God's love. No tribulation, no distress, no persecution, no famine, no nakedness, peril, sword can ever sever the tie that binds you with a loving Heavenly Father. That's Romans 8:35. Paul points out some very powerful truths about what God's love will provide for you in these passages. For one, Romans 8:37, he says you're more than a conqueror. And the word conquerors in Greek speaks of gaining a surpassing victory, meaning that in Christ, our victory over sin, the flesh, and the devil is an overwhelming victory. We are so victorious because of what Jesus did for us. But until we grasp a singular point out of that 37th verse, we don't know how victorious we are. How are we more than conquerors? Through Him that loved us. Know that you're loved. Begin to reap the benefits of what Jesus has done for you at the cross. Now, Paul's persuasion of Romans 8:38 is confident in the Greek. That's the word, confident. And that denotes that Paul had become intimate enough with the Lord and with the love of the Lord that he could say unequivocally, without a shadow of a doubt, that there was nothing in the universe that would cause God to stop loving His creation, even things to come, from verse 38. There's no amount of technology, no amount of futuristic invention yet thought of that'll be able to outdo or outlast the love of God. And how sweet it is to know that no matter how sophisticated that we become, no matter how many new ways we invent to sin against God, there's no separating man from God's abundant love and grace. Now, I do think the word separate is particularly interesting because it literally means in the Greek to divorce. Nothing can divorce us from the love of God. See, God views the relationship that He has with His children as both father to the son and the daughter and husband to the wife, and there's nothing that can ever divorce the love of God from His bride. Jesus married Himself to us through the blood covenant of the cross. He even gave away His mom at the cross to completely devote Himself to His bride. And finally, the love of God is in Christ our Lord. Everything God does for us is always done because of the finished work of Christ on the cross. We're blessed, we're favored, we're loved. Why? Because Jesus paved the way through His sacrificial death. If you see your sin in Jesus and you know that you're no longer condemned, you're going to realize and comprehend the mighty love He has for you, and you're going to be more than a conqueror in your life. I encourage you, let that begin today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.